Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Start it up! Get that funky music going! What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Winner's Lounge!
Of the season.
Yeah, maybe not of the year. Of the season, man. Like, I'm telling you, coming into tonight, none of us wanted to be here. We were not excited for this.
I still don't really want to be here, but that's more personal.
That's not true. You do want to be. Yeah, you can hop on. We can get our kid.
See you in hell.
We can get Winningsburg up here if we need. The Nuggets steal victory from the jaws of defeat in Dallas. Get a 98-97 win. You know what happened tonight? We didn't even think about. A Munder happened.
Yeah, dude. A double Munder. What does it mean?
What does it mean? A double Munder is so beautiful all the way across the sky. We're presented, as always, by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Use promo code DMVR whenever you sign up. We lost all our bets tonight, didn't we, Dev? This game did not go like we thought.
Pretty much.
It's okay.
Actually, we probably went even.
You always say that like you don't check.
We go even.
I looked, I said, did I win?
Did I win money or did I lose money?
I won money tonight. You don't have to lie, man. It was a good night. This is such a lie. Over here, I got Harrison Lynn.
I believe you, Dev.
Oh, God. I believe you.
I believe everything Dev says.
Oh, my God. This is such a lie.
He can tell me anything and I'd do it.
Over here, the man doesn't want to be here. Doesn't have to be here. It's D-line.
Oh, I don't?
You don't have to.
I'll see you all in hell. Listen, guys, was this better than the 7?
No, get out of here.
It's a question.
Okay, you know what? You can leave the show, actually.
Leave
the show,
to.
Please.
Did we do more with less?
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out here in a little bit. And then over here, Superstar Dev.
We were just a couple days late, but it was Bones Day today.
It was Bones Day.
Oh, man, what a performance. What a gutsy win by this team.
Bones, man, I'll tell you, this was such a hilarious game, man. This was a hell or high water game. This was a hell of high water because this was not like you drop. How are they going to win tonight? Bones jacking up 21 shots. like this was not a pretty win. This was not a design draw it up or whatever. This was a just hell or high water. Whatever it is you have to do, find a way to get one.
Hell or high water. What? Can you break that down?
Have you never heard this phrase before?
I have, but I've never actually thought about it.
Yeah, I'm a little folksy myself, you know?
Adam is a little
hell
folksy.
He likes
watching a bird, spitting into a spittoon, and using statements like
I need somebody to break
water.
That down.
So there's different ducks on the pond all year. Right now, my favorite ducks.
Which ducks?
You got the buffalo head.
Okay.
You got the greater scalp.
Oh, sure. The greater scalp.
You've got the ring neck duck.
Gotcha. Oh.
And you also have the golden eye. All of them right now frolicking.
The golden eye. The James Bond.
Bond indeed. All right, enough of that. Guys, Nuggets 98-97. I didn't take notes tonight. I'm going to go ahead and admit I didn't take notes tonight. I didn't think it was going to be needed. I didn't think it was going to be too important. And then all this great stuff happened. So we're just going to skip that part and go right in to our big takeaways. Dev, you always get first crack at this. What's the – you have to whittle it down to one big takeaway.
The one big takeaway is I was looking for this team to bounce back and respond, and they did in a huge way. Like, truly, that was a gutsy win. This is a game that they could have – melded in for and packed it up and just, you know, came back home. They're missing their guys, and they could have said, we could have lost this game. But no, they played one of their best defensive games of the year. I mean, a Munder happened in this game after just giving up like 2,000 points to them the other day. They played for one another, and that's just what you want, what you need out of your team. So a resilient bunch that played well together.
Tough, man. Like, honestly, we've questioned the Nuggets' toughness, and I still think the physicality, they're missing a physicality that I think they can have. But tonight was, like, I felt like a lot of guys wanted this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was worried that maybe they didn't. And so to your point, Dev, I do think this was a game where you felt that the Nuggets wanted to get a win. They probably saw the tweets, guys.
Oh, they saw our tweets, man.
Yeah, do you think they saw ours?
I think they were showing each other my tweets.
Really?
And they were like,
this son of a...
Remember at the draft when they just went to the Timberwolves war room and it was just a tweet deck scroll of the timeline? Did Michael Malone just bring up our tweets shoot around this morning?
Yeah.
This is what everybody's saying about you.
Yeah, we're like other teams will send out bulletin board material. We send out timeline material.
Yeah.
He's like, look at the timeline. You're soft.
You're soft. That's what Adam said. D-line.
D-line's going through like a midlife crisis over here.
Oh, dude, I'm way past midlife. That implies that I'm going to live to 80. That's not happening.
It's really an end of life crisis, yeah, if we're being honest here.
Bringing her in.
Yeah. All right, D-line, what's your big takeaway?
Wow, dude. Wow.
Wow.
That was fucking incredible. I did not expect that at all. I'm being like half like facetious. That was honestly like they did more with less this game. They had more players to rotate in and out than the seven.
Yeah.
But they didn't have Nikola Jokic.
So you're already getting ahead to your segment here. You already want to get there.
What am I supposed to do?
This is like waiting for the segment when we talk about it.
I didn't know it was an official fucking segment. Anyway, they did great tonight, and we're going to, I mean, I guess we'll get to it in the segment. You take it away.
Take it away.
Just go. Just I want to hear it. Just go for it. Just
This is the leftovers game. The official leftovers game.
Ring to you? We'll work on that.
No, yeah. I guess it's the leftovers.
The week of Thanksgiving. It would have been better if this happened on
Friday.
But
this is the leftover players. They come together. Yes, they make a delicious meal.
You like it?
You guys also have a little alliance over here.
It also, me and Dev, we're tighter than anybody in this entire company, frankly.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
But the show, The Leftovers, half of the people left, and the people that were left behind had it figured out.
I thought it was like 90% or 90%.
I had truthfully never seen the show.
I think half our audience just tuned out.
You know what, Harrison, you could be top that.
Okay, I'll give you a real takeaway, real big takeaway. It was just the contributions from Denver's role players, particularly on the defensive end. Luka Doncic tonight, 22 points, 7 of 15 shooting, 4 turnovers. I mean, Luka Doncic played a bad game tonight. This was a bad game from him, and you compare this performance from him tonight to what he did 2 days ago against this exact same Nuggets team, and it's night and day. Bruce Brown. KCP did not have a good offensive game, but he did fine defensively. Christian Brown had some great defensive possessions on Luka Doncic. The contribution from Vlatko Chanchar tonight, defensively, and his half-court three, which I think deserves its own segment.
It does deserve its own segment.
But just the contributions from Denver's role players tonight was great. It was exactly what they needed, and Bones Highland took him home.
Bones Highland did, in many ways, take them home. I mean, he had an interesting game, Bones. We'll get to him in a little bit.
Zeke Nnaji, too.
Zeke Nnaji, man. This was a game where there's some guys on this team that are absolute dogs. And first team all dog is definitely Bruce Brown. That guy's a dog, man. That guy showed up. He was tough as nails. His defense was incredible. Was this a pretty game from Bruce Brown? Absolutely not. Even though he did have 8 assists. 12 points, 8 assists, 4
Bruce
rebounds.
Brown game.
One steal, Jesus. One block. 5 of 13, 0 of 3. Like, it was not a pretty game.
Dude, what about Bruce Junkyard Brown?
We have so many nicknames for Bruce Brown.
Bruce after Junkyard
Brown. Why don't we just call him really Leftover one? Brown?
Because he's a member of the Leftovers. He's not the only Leftover, but he's the only Junkyard Dog on this squad.
God, Junkyard Leftover Brown. But it wasn't pretty from him, but, like, that guy just, like, doesn't quit, man. He just keeps going at you. The play, he blocked Luka tonight. Mm. Think about the size difference he's given up to Luka Doncic, and he just competes. And I thought it was funny. Look, Jokic complains sometimes at officials. Luka is, and I love him. I think he's a great player. I love watching him. We gave him tons of flowers in the last
incredible
matchup. Incredible. So this is not a hate on Luka by any means. But that guy does whine a lot. I thought Bruce Brown almost used it to his advantage tonight. Like, that block he had, like, he went the other way while Luka was complaining. It was just everything was like, you're going to take time. I'm just going to keep going, man. And he was just so tenacious tonight. I thought if there's three players that I thought tonight stood out above everyone else. Bruce Brown, Bones Highland, who you mentioned. And then the last one, I can't believe we're already here. This is the earliest we've ever arrived at this player. I thought DeAndre Jordan was great tonight.
Whoa!
I thought DeAndre Jordan had a great game.
He did his
game.
Job, absolutely.
He did his job. 8 points, 4 of 5 shooting, 17 rebounds.
Yo, that's wild.
17.
That's incredible.
And he had
there were a lot of rebounds to be had, for sure.
Oh, there were a lot of, I mean, there were some real misses tonight, I thought. Yeah. And that's part of the story, right? I thought Denver did a good job strategically keeping guys out of the paint, rotating on that backside. Look, let's not kid ourselves. It takes a little luck to win shorthanded, and Dallas did not shoot the ball well. They got 4 of 5 from Davis Bertans, who was on fire. Oh, no, 4 of 5 from three.
Dude,
they got 6 of 7 from Josh Green. So you look at that and you go, how'd they shoot bad? Because every other player, 1 of 8 from Spencer Dinwiddie, 2 of 8 from Luka Doncic.
Nuggets actually kind of should have blown him out tonight.
Well, yeah, with Jokic,
based on that.
Truly.
On that type of shooting, they definitely would have. But DeAndre Jordan, to me tonight, did not have a good game last game. I thought he was a liability. Tonight, he stepped up and just completely dominated. I was so impressed.
There's no way you complain about a DeAndre Jordan in a game that he plays 33 minutes.
I didn't think he could do that.
Like, honestly, like, he's That's an incredible game. That's not just a good game. 33 minutes, not a lot of mistakes, grabbed every single rebound that came his way, competed on both ends of the floor, and he's just there for extra support. You know, like, this is a guy that a lot of people, you want to talk about leftovers, this is a guy that everyone, like, was making jokes about, you know, as an acquisition for the team. Other teams really didn't want him or anything like that, and Denver goes and takes a chance, and he's playing early minutes without the MVP in the league, and he does his job. So that's a game that you just kind of needed him to dunk the ball every single time he touches it, or right. at least compete. Grab every board that comes his way, and then just help, be in help side the entire time, and he made guys think differently.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. I mean, I've been on like a real negative DAJ
trade. For good reason, I think.
Yeah, like for a while, and he's I was borderline completely out on him going into this game.
Completely out?
Yeah, I was, truly.
So, yeah.
I mean, but it's great. Like, you see a performance like this, you're like, okay. Like, you just figure out how to play exactly the way that you're needed.
Do you think it was that, though? I think it was that tonight he looked like he cared.
Maybe. That could be.
I mean, tonight he played really hard. This is the hardest he's played this year, I think. Do you agree?
I didn't necessarily feel like he played hard, but I didn't notice him. I mean, it didn't look to me like he was especially playing hard. He probably was, but like it didn't come off as like try hard energy. He just was like smarter about his efforts. He was in the right place. He was like not. He was like he and Bruce Brown started off with like a 2-man game where he threw him like 8 alley oops.
I think he might have had all of his 8 points in the first 2 minutes of the game. Like, I don't think he
but,
did have like 8 points right away.
But then he rebounds and like everything you need.
But also, like, how many other backup centers in the league can you play 33 minutes against Luka and that pick and roll, and they just don't just get destroyed every single time? Like, true, that's a real question. Yeah. 33 minutes for him, and he plays well.
I felt like he played hard, and I felt like he just was focused out there. I mean, maybe a conspiracy theory is Jeff Green goes out, gets hurt after 5 minutes, doesn't return. DeAndre's guy. Like, maybe he that picked him up a little. He's like, I'm going to do this for Jeff. But anyways.
That would be a real weird line of thought, but you know what? I'm with him.
Well, it's his guy. It's his guy. It's my guy. It's his vet.
I'm going to go rebound now.
Yeah. But, like, DeAndre Jordan is on this team to rebound. He's the backup center. To rebound. That's his job.
Yes.
Yeah. And to me, it just looked like he came out and was like, all right, I'm just going to get every rebound tonight.
That's
and
what I mean.
He just didn't play outside of his game. He stayed within the lines. He just did what he was supposed to do. He was in the right position. He didn't try to do too much. He just got every rebound, passed it off to the point guard. Boom. Like, that's it, I feel like.
It really was it. And now, of course, we have to get to the man of the night, who I thought was the man of the night. Well, you have a lot of options here from guys that made contributions, but look,
there's one man.
The Nuggets were missing Jamal Murray.
Yes.
They were missing Nikola Jokic.
Yes.
That's 90% of their offensive creation. So tonight had to be ugly. Bones Highland, I don't think ran this like Chris Paul. I don't think he ran it like Steph Curry. I don't think he ran it, you know, like where you're like, oh wow, technically sound everything that's going on. But what he did was, we don't have good options offensively. We need you to make something out of nothing. And he kept doing it. He got to the rim and finished. He hit some threes. He just was, I thought, dynamic tonight in ways that they needed and got a new career-high 29 points to go along with 6 assists, including some great dimes. I'm very impressed with his game tonight, and I know there's going to be some people out there. He took 21 shots. He went 10 of 21. Not exactly a great percentage. And I know some people are going to say
50%, pretty much.
I know, but that's fine. There you go. The DraftKings Sportsbook career king of the game. And I know some people are going to say he over-dribbled or did this. I honestly don't think he over-dribbled. Like,
no.
There weren't better options out there. I thought it was a good, very, very good game for Bones.
Like, in the middle of the game, he was having an audible. They were like putting their whole defense against him to get the ball out of his hands because they were sending real doubles. And this is it has to be the first time that he's seen that type of look, and he made the right choices. The thing that really stood out to me with Bones is, one, he competed like on both ends of the floor where he's getting blocks, he's getting steals, he's playing the passing lanes. But also, he looks like a true leader in this game. This is the first time that I've seen him. He's cussing people out. He's telling Vlatko, you need to actually cut. Be at your spot.
Yep.
He had a moment in the game where he's going at it with MPJ, and he would not stop.
That's right.
He kept going at him.
You're right.
But that's what you do. I mean, that's what you do as a leader. But this is a guy in his second year that is just having to adjust, and he takes 21 shots in a game knowing that his other guys were not there, knowing that he had to be the best option. Was it pretty? No. You know, he missed a lot of shots, but he's willing to take a lot of shots as well. And guys rallied behind that type of performance. So while it looks bad with the minus 12, new career high, won the game on his back and took the tough shots when they needed him.
Harrison, the thing that stands out to me about him is how hard he is to guard. Like, he is so quick with the ball. His handle, yeah. Honest to God, he has a top – saying a top 10 handle in the NBA is almost not doing a survey. His control of the ball and how quickly he can go.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. Dallas's game plan was like, just don't let him go. Send two guys at him. And that's how much they feared how well he was getting to the paint.
Well, the most surprising thing about Bones' night, he goes for 29 points, new career high. He only hit three threes.
Yeah.
And it's because he was just getting to the rim and trying to go past his man every single time. And he can get by anyone with that handle. Yeah. Like, his first step is so long. It's so quick. He can get by anybody. I mean, Spencer Dinwiddie, Bullock, Dorian Finney. Like, Dallas has some good on-ball defenders. They didn't have a prayer in stopping or containing Bones Highland one-on-one tonight. And so when he's not settling for that three, and he can't hit that deep three, but when he's trying to get past his man and penetrate and get into the defense, he can every time if he wants to. And he's either going to draw a foul. I was also really impressed with his finishing tonight. He had a couple great finishes.
Yep, he did.
Yeah.
How do you evaluate it?
So, I mean, I felt like early in the year, Bones was in that same mode, and he kept driving to the rim and would just get blocked every time. And, like, now he's driving to the rim. He's doing a lot of, like, jump wraparound passes to DeAndre Jordan, to like other guy. He yelled at Zeke that one time, I think you just mentioned, for like not being there ready in the paint for when he drove and kicked. And he's like just adding more and more weapons to his game. He's getting like stronger as a facilitator, stronger as a point guard. Like, his confidence is growing with his shot. Like, his confidence is growing in even in me watching him. Like, he, when Bones gets the ball and he's open, I'm like, psh, bottoms. That's it. Like,
man, his 3-point shot, it really is.
I think he's leveled up as a shooter.
He's really taking
just tougher and more difficult threes now than he did as a rookie. And he's taking more deeper threes too. And he's shooting like near 50% from three this year.
But to your point, he had some open ones tonight. And it's like at the point now where when he's open, I'm just like, oh, that's good.
Yep.
Oh,
bottoms. Sweet. Yeah, rack it up.
That's fine. Rack it up, man.
Incredible. It's like, you know, I mean, we talked like in hot box and hot takes fashion, that at least I've said this recently, like, buying in early on Bones Highland, I feel like, is going to be second to Nikola Jokic, the greatest investment of my life. Like, just seeing that guy, like, dude, this is the guy. He's got something different. Like, he is physically,
he is different.
He is physically so much less than so many of the opponents he goes against, but he has so much bigger energy. Like, he just is like, he is unflappable. He is not scared. I love that he wants the smoke, man. Like, there are people in this league that don't want it at all.
And yeah, he almost freaking got himself ejected by throwing the ball at Davis Bertans, when I don't think Davis Bertans did anything dirty.
I mean, he hit him in the face.
I know, but that's basketball. Like, he was going for the, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, that probably makes you mad if somebody extends their arm, hits you in the face, and you're like, that feels a lot like a punch.
It does, but like,
even if it wasn't intentional, like,
it's not a punch.
No, I just mean like that, like, you get hit and you're like, you go to that place. Like, you're that, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I get it. I love the Bones Highland experience, man.
Oh,
like, I'm
how
so happy that he's our guy, that he is friend of the show, Bones Highland, man. Friend of me, Eric Weedham.
Oh, wait.
Soon to be roommate.
Speaking of roomies and friends, Kale, drop that beautiful shirt. Check out this shirt that we dropped in conjunction with Bones Highland. Eric, take the wheel.
Bones Highland and I, my best friend, soon to be roommate, Bones Highland. We talked about, we had a telephone call.
Rich enough not to need that.
Well,
he's not in it to save money. Yeah, he's there for the vibes.
This is like a buddy comedy.
You're like Turtle?
You're like, we're
going to be Bones' turtle?
I will happily be Bones' turtle. Bones, hit me up if you need a turtle. So we had a conversation, Bones and I, and Bones' representative, Bones' mother, and and me, Eric Weedham, former future roommate of Bones. And Bones explained to me like what he was looking for. He really loves like this style, this 90s style. This is so back. It's so popular. But we had to like tailor it a little bit to, you know, like really be his vibe. So it's cool. Like, it's fun to get to work in this fashion where, like, typically when I'm making something, I have to be like, all right, what do I have to do to make sure I don't get in trouble? And I don't have to worry. Like, Bones I'm not in trouble. We're doing it together.
There really is no better player to rep, man. Like the shirt, yeah. DMVRlocker.com, by the way, that's where all of our shirts are housed, including that one. And like, yeah, like, should wear that one with pride, man. Like, he's so fun to rep.
He's great. It's truly, and like, you know, like that, every Bones tee is a pure vibes tee. Like, if you want to let people know, like, you are on it with the Nuggets, like, repping Bones Highland is like...
Let's go behind the curtain here a little bit, okay? Because we also this week debuted the Salmon Burger, the Bones Highland, here at the DMVR bar. There's something that just says the Bones Highland. That's what it's called. It's a Salmon Burger. It's so good, guys. It's absolutely fantastic. And we sold so many of them this week.
We sold them out.
It was packed all weekend that we had to actually go and get a new order. Chef Daniel, we hired a new chef. He used to be Nicole Jokic's and Carmelo Anthony's chef. Now he's our chef. He has a hookup with a guy with fresh salmon, sushi salmon.
Bought it right out of the trunk out front.
No, but we sold so much that he had to get an emergency second order. We're like, we'll see how this thing does. Everybody flocked here to try it, and everybody loved it.
I'm telling you,
everybody called me a liar the other day. Like, I don't really love it. I've had three Bones Burgers in the last week.
And he legitimately loves it, too, because he had options on what was going to be called the Bones Highland on the menu, and it was an easy choice for him to have it be the Salmon Burger.
If you watch the video, he like was like kind of not into the other ones. He was into one other one
got like an 8 out of 10.
He did not like the Philly cheesesteak. It was one of the burgers.
He really liked the burger.
I think it was the po' boy, or was the burger?
It was the beef burger. He would not touch the mushroom burger.
Yeah, he would not touch
not a mushroom guy.
The chicken burger. He said,
but here's the behind the scenes on it. Is what I mean to say is like we've done a lot of these shirts, and you reach out to agent, you reach out to athletes, this or that, and a lot, not all, but most, I would say, are like F no. I don't want to do anything. Like, I don't want to do it. They're just like weird like this, protective of, you know, I want this or out of that. Bones is like, hell yeah, that sounds great, man. Let's collaborate. I got some ideas. Here's like some idea. He's just about it. And then with the burger, like you reach out to something like, hey, man, we have a bar. Would you like be interested in trying some foods and coming up with all about it? Throw some suggestions. Like his energy is so great because he really is like.
He wants to be a man of the people. He wants to be mayoral.
He wants to be a man of the people.
He wants to be mayoral. He wants to be the mayor of Chopper Circle. In fact, he wants to be.
In fact, I saw him riding horses this summer. One of the things he told me is he's like, I want to learn some Colorado shit. Like I want to learn some Colorado stuff. Like, let's do Colorado things.
Yeah, and we were like, okay, first real Colorado thing. Dismiss the mountains entirely. The only reason you go to the mountains is to burn things, Bones.
Man, this is the worst take of all time. This is my least favorite take.
What just happened?
This is such a terrible take.
It's where you go to drink in the woods away from prying eyes, Bones. That's what the mountains are really for. If you're truly from Colorado.
This is absolutely
I don't
insane.
Even know where this take is coming
it's
from.
It's just a terrible take. It's a terrible take. Anyway, buy the t-shirt. Bones was awesome tonight. Sets a career high.
Gutsy.
And by the way,
gutsy performance tonight.
And by the way, the last thing on this, I'll throw this to you, Dev. It happened on the road. Why that's important is to me there was a little bit of a trend of Bones' best games coming at home, and on the road he was almost not a different guy, but a little bit different. Career high on the road tonight. That's dope.
And then also on top of that, like we've seen different like variations of Bones where he's like last game they said he was over dribbling. They're saying that he's turning the ball over a lot. He's doing all type of things. This was the Bones that they needed him to be. Very aggressive offensively and just trying to put the team on his back. Like, you're just going to have to do that at times where you have to grind it out. And he was able to do that. He scored all of his points pretty much in the second half where they were just like, hey, we're just going to ride you until we can't anymore. And then made those the right decisions of getting the ball out of his hands and trusting in teammates and things like that. But, yeah, he did exactly what the team needed him to do. And that's a guy in his second year. The confidence is just going to continue to grow and get better. And on the road makes it a little bit better.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we have to talk about a guy who is quickly becoming my guy. Played some incredible defense tonight.
Is it me?
It's Eric Weedham. We're going to talk about that on the other side.
Guys, Denver Health Medical, it's open enrollment time for individual health plans. Going on now through January 15th, Denver Health Medical Plan offers the Elevate Exchange Plan. It's available on the Connect for Health Marketplace. If you're somebody who is looking for cost-effective, quality health insurance, maybe you don't get covered through your employer, maybe you're self-employed and need to get coverage, check out the Elevate Exchange Plans. They include adult dental and vision at no additional cost. You can give them a call, 303-602-4912. You can also visit them online, denverhealthmedicalplan.org. Get enrolled with for healthcare coverage now so you're good to go by January 15th. You've got to do it by December 15th if you want your coverage to begin on January 1st. 303-602-4912 or visit denverhealthmedicalplan.org today. Also, Game Time tickets, the Game Time app. Make sure to download the Game Time app. Make sure to do it using our link. If you're watching on YouTube, it's right below us in the description. If you're listening as a podcast, it's in the podcast description as well. Don't go trying to compare all those third-party sites and bouncing back and forth and looking at all the different service fees. Just go to Game Time. It's your one-stop shop. Sports tickets, concerts, shows, whatever you need. Use the Game Time app. Use the link in our description. Nuggets tickets, Broncos tickets, Avs tickets, concerts, shows. Game Time has you. But most importantly, use our link, our very specific link in the description.
Perfect. All right, back here, segment two, DNVR Nuggets podcast. Want to remind everybody, the World Cup is underway.
Hell yeah,
today was day one. Tomorrow, day two. And guess who plays tomorrow? The U.S. I don't know if you guys have been reading the paper or any website.
Definitely
lately,
not.
Or any website or just been checking anywhere. Yeah. The DNVR bar is the place to be for the World Cup.
Hell yeah.
Seriously, man. This is going to be minted. The place. We've actually redecorated for the World Cup. That's how big this thing is getting. The Colorado Rapids, we partnered with them. We're going to be open at 6 a.m. All week long, 6 a.m. because that's when games start. So no matter who your team is, the DNVR bar is going to be showing it. We have our brunch menu here. So we're going to have breakfast foods for you. Which actually we have some, we go to our YouTube page. You'll check out all of our breakfast foods that we did a really cool video so you can see them all. Chef Daniel, I'm telling you, this guy's like a fancy chef, man. All of his food is so fantastic. So come on down. And we'll also have some Colorado Rapids players here signing autographs and doing some cool stuff. All right. You guys know who's quickly becoming my guy.
Let me guess. Every guy on the Nuggets is your guy.
Hold on. Who's Adam's guy? Adam's guy is Vlatko Tencha.
He is. We got to get to him too. We got to talk to him. But we got to talk about Christian Brown. Because I am so impressed with this guy's defense. There are guys that are good defensively for various reasons. They have the right tools. They have, you know, whatever. Christian Brown has the whole package to me. He does not make mistakes on defense. And when I say he doesn't make mistakes, it's not just like he stays in front of his guy, you know, he doesn't get beat. He also, like, I've never seen a rookie so perfectly execute game plans of various players. So it's like if you watch him, good three-point shooter, closes out so hard, hand up, whatever. Bad three-point shooter, closes up shallow. Like, he just never misses those. He always knows exactly what the assignment is. And on top of that, he's 6 foot six, 6 foot seven. He's a little bit taller than me, 6 foot six, 6 foot seven. Very athletic, very strong, even a little bit sturdier. I thought he did an incredible job tonight when he got switched on Luka Doncic, which, by the way, was his assignment. Dev, a rookie going up against Luka, and Malone trusts him enough to say, yeah, that's your assignment.
Yeah, this is a guy that you could tell, like, studies guys. And you're not seeing that as a rookie. He has, like, a lot of the intangibles, I guess. He has the things, like, as if he's been in the league for a long time. And that is really a tough assignment. A guy that just truly dominated in every, facet of the game. A triple-double last game. They're like, hey, we're going to give him a different look. We're going to play him more aggressive. We're going to be tougher with him. Throw the rookie on him. You don't do that.
You don't see that,
you
know,
you just don't see that often. And he's like, okay, I'll do it. Not huge minutes, but it's like, here goes another guy, another tool that you can use. And he does that. He knocked down shots and spaced the floor. He plays hard every single time that he's out there. And he's also now starting to finish, tough plays. Like when he was in the game, good things happened on both ends of the floor. He's out and running. It seems like they run a lot more when he's on there. Like the pace goes up completely. And it's just because he knows how to fill the lanes. He knows how to do his job. Christian Brown is not a rookie. It just doesn't feel like it. And it's great to see him get those minutes, albeit be with so many injuries. He steps up when his number is called.
Yeah, I'm pretty surprised with his personality that we've seen on the court. Like I was under the impression that we were getting a Grayson Allen. We were getting like kind of an agitator, a tough guy that was just like barking at your other guy.
That
like
we
the,
have to defend,
the guy that,
but we're like,
he's the team your other team hates. But I feel like every other team's like, that was a solid performance. really promising young
what
player.
What a respectable defensive asset. That was really good.
I mean, the numbers don't show it, but I like what I see out of that Christian Brown.
It is true. I did think there would be more buffoonery.
He'll get there one day.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just like he's getting acclimated and you can't bring buffoonery to say Luka Doncic this early in your career, but he's just like he's kind of like a killer. He's like, he's just kind of emotional. He's like wearing a Mike Myers mask out there. He's just like mercilessly, you know, like bringing intensity and physicality and pressure and just kind of doing it in a way that's like not that loud and remarkable. It's like you kind of have to know, you kind of have to like watch out for what it is that he's doing to really fully appreciate the Christian totally. Brown experience at this point. But yeah, man, as a rookie, you know, like I don't know that there we would ever get to a situation where he'd be put in this point. So these are like other, to go back to silver linings, like you get an opportunity for players that just wouldn't any in any other circumstance get this kind of play and this kind of like assignment to like show what he's got, and he's got it, man. It's great.
Ariana says he has serial killer energy.
He totally does. He totally does, because he's like emotionless.
He does have a calmness to him that's like a little haunting, and like the hair is the very, very.
He's got
a, he's got like that smile. Hannibal Lecter, that Joker smile too.
You ever watch the TV show Hannibal with what's his mask?
I used to work with a guy that would swear by it, but I didn't. I usually ignored his opinions.
No,
it was not Adam.
No, because I watched like three episodes. I never watched, but it was really good. I was actually very surprised, but mostly because I love that actor. I don't ever know his name.
Oh, he was young. I don't know who
he's a really good actor though. Anyway. Mads Mikkelsen, and he reminds me a little Christian. He has a little Christian Brown to him, like, or Christian Brown has a little Mads Mikkelsen to him.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I remember the second game of the season when Christian Brown entered the rotation for good, pretty much.
Yeah.
And it was against the Warriors in Golden State, and Denver won. And I went back and wrote a piece just kind of like breaking down some of his best defensive plays. And I was like, this dude is an incredible defender.
Yeah.
Like, what am I watching here? This is his first real minutes that he's ever played in the NBA, and I'm watching him defend Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and just Jordan Poole and how he moves on defense and the rotations he makes and just how he never makes a mistake and how he knows his personnel and knows the game plan, knows his assignment. And I think we recognize it here on this show, but most people out there do not know how elite of a defender Christian Brown is. And I think most people will realize it as we move along this year. And there probably will be one or two games where he just plays out of his mind and like wins the game for Denver. And he'll get a lot of hype from that. But I'm telling you guys, he's such a better defender than you even think. If you think he's a great defender, he's a level above that. Like, he is an elite, elite defender in every aspect. I don't know how he wasn't in the game for the last play tonight.
That was bizarre. They had Bones on the, in there. And I was
and Davon like, Reed. That was very bizarre.
I could not
but
believe
they won.
It.
But they won.
Adam truly couldn't believe it.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my overall point. If you're really high on Christian Brown, he's even better than you think he is on defense.
My thing that I'm most impressed with him by is that he never leaves his feet.
He's so disciplined.
He doesn't bite on fakes. Right. It's the things where it's like when you bring in like fresh fish, like young players that are just like.
I thought you were talking about the Bones Burger.
When you bring in fresh fish and grind it into a perfect patty, seasoned just ever so right.
Yeah, ever so perfectly.
But no, like when you bring in a young player that just clearly is like feeling that they are out of their depth, they go for every fake. They like they're overactive. Like they're not playing in their mind because it's like too clouded and too going too fast. So they just start to rely on their physicality, and like he's just. I mean, maybe it's because he's a serial killer. It's like he has no pulse. Like he's just able to, and I love it. It's like so impressive.
We might have taken this metaphor
a little too far.
He has zero pulse.
Now we're all, does he feel human emotion? We don't believe so, but it's an asset to his defense.
I think we took the metaphor a little.
I feel bad.
I think he's a regular, affectionate human being with people in his life that he cares about.
Yeah, I think that he possesses all of the right things. Yeah. You know what, Dev, what do you think?
Well-adjusted human. No, but let's move on, though, actually, to Vlatko Chanchar, because one of the things that happened tonight, Jeff Green got hurt early on in this game, and it made you have to go even deeper into your bag in terms of players. I thought Vlatko actually had some very good minutes. He had like a really bad stretch, but I thought Zeke and Vlatko both had moments tonight where I thought, you know what, this was a 98-97 win. Those guys are 98-97 players.
There was only one active guy, or there's only one active guy that was a part of the seven. And now this one.
Oh,
Death Blacko.
Blacko.
Look at Shocking, this. Dude.
Blacko. I love it.
Holy crap. My mind is blown.
He gets to see, he got to see what it's like to play without Jokic. And that's why you do bring a guy like that on the team.
Let's go, dude.
That shot was like huge. Like, really, this is a guy that hasn't played for, you know, multiple years. He's came into the year with like high expectations, did not meet them. But he's like, I'm not going to give up. When my numbers come out, I'm going to play. That was a crazy shot. Like, even how it went, I've never seen them.
Walk through it for the people that didn't watch. Can you walk through?
So the halftime was over. You know, like,
how did it end?
Luka actually hit a buzzer beater that got reviewed. Then they review it. They said he stepped out of bounds.
And that three, by the way, put him up 59-52.
I was despondent.
It was a stake to the heart.
I was despondent.
It was like, well. But instead, it was 56-52, 2 seconds left.
So then they went, went to the bathroom. Everything's fine. Like, they take a loss, like, heading into the second half. Nope. They bring them back out there for the second half when that starts. And they said there's 2 seconds left on the clock. Yep. So somehow Vlatko was still in the game.
No, you know what actually happened? They subbed Vlatko into the game. He was not on the court for Luka's three.
Really?
They subbed him into the game, and I'll take you a little bit behind the scenes here. If you go to Nuggets practice, what you see at the end of every Nuggets practice is Vlatko Chanchar shooting half quarters with the Nuggets assistant coaches. At the end of every single practice, he's practicing half quarters with Nuggets assistant coaches. And he gets subbed in for this play with 2 seconds left.
This is true.
In the first half.
Yeah.
And he hits the three. I don't think, like, I think there's a clear reason why he was on the floor to take that shot.
And in the middle of the game, Jamal Murray tweets that. He says, Vlatko practices those shots.
Yes.
In the middle of a game that he can't play in, he shouts out his guy. So Nuggets then go into the second half and play. Like, the 2 seconds ran off the clock. It was kind of awkward.
So it was supposed to be 59-52. They take it back, say there's 2 seconds left. And instead, you hit the three 2 seconds ago. So it's 56-55. Huge difference, man.
Yep.
Huge difference.
There's no doubt in my mind that they subbed him in because he's always practicing half quarters.
I can't believe it came in handy. That's so dumb. That's so incredible. I really did, though, think that he plays well. He had a stretch tonight where there's like two or three bad plays in a row.
Yeah.
But he's just a solid guy. I'll tell you what was also weird. He got a really rough whistle on those screens, man.
Oh, my God.
That second one is like, what are you supposed to do? What are we really doing here? But nonetheless, I thought he was an impact player. And I thought Zeke Nagy was an impact player tonight. Both of those guys found themselves in the positive. All right, let's get to Michael Porter. Michael Porter hit a game winner tonight. Took us all the way to the end of the second segment to get to him. Michael Porter didn't have a good game tonight, I don't think. I think he looked more similar to what he had in the last ones. But guess what? He hit the biggest shot of the night in what was a scrambled play. Bones was clearly exhausted. Everybody was clearly exhausted. Yeah. Malone didn't want to use any timeouts down the stretch. Bones threw him a pass that he was not expecting, and he kind of just like freaks out, catches it, and goes, well, might as well shoot it.
Adam.
Yeah, Mike.
This was, I think, the most Yeah Mike 3.
Yeah,
the original Yeah the Mike
original
3.
Yeah Mike against the Clippers.
This was the ultimate, like, somebody told me to shoot this
yeah,
three.
Yeah, Mike.
I hope he says that after the game.
Oh, my God, please.
Can you ever? I can't remember a three right now that was, like,
more Yeah
of
Mike.
A Yeah Mike.
Dude, no, we get
maybe nothing, than the original.
Are we getting a lot of Yeah Bones shots?
Yeah.
We've not been getting a lot of Yeah Mike shots. Like, it's so true. Dude, this is game was better.
Like, he was not supposed to
shoot
that.
Better than the seven and better the original Yeah Mike.
That's it. Oh, my God. All right, let's get to that. So, Michael, anyway, real quick on Michael Porter. Dev, is this game concerning? If they lose this game, are we talking about how Michael Porter played poorly again?
I think so. But also in this game, since they won, you could talk about it in a more positive manner. Like, he created for himself off the dribble and got to his spots. Like, those mid-range pull-ups that he was hitting earlier in the game, like, that was good for him to at least find a rhythm. Like, the threes are not falling, but he has some clutch plays in this game. And it was a whole lot of blah, you know, in between there. He's, like, lost a lot on defense. He's just running around at times, went through a whole, like, spell that he wasn't even taking shots for a long time. And then he like got himself going. Like you talk about someone told him to shoot that. That really is what it looked like. He's getting screamed at by Bones like for a while. He's getting screamed at and then he like sets him up for a shot and he still shoots it. Like this is a guy that's still unconscious. Like, okay, my confidence down, but I'm going to take this shot. Yeah, and then he knocks it down. So yeah, he had the game winner shot in that game. So just great to see him like just find himself and hopefully that like gets him like kickstarted.
I agree. I mean, listen, it's so clear what his issue is. It's so clear his issue is confidence.
Really?
I mean, it's just like even dime store psychiatrists like us can call this out from a mile away. And probably
I think I'm
wrong.
A little more than a dime store psychologist.
All right. Harrison is a nickel store. But the point being, like, you just want moments of confidence. We have been very hard on him for the last 8 shows in a row, like pre and post. Because he's been a complete non-factor. And even further than, like more than that, he's been a negative for the last couple games in the opportunity where you want to see something out of this guy that is not, it's more than just the specialist package that we know we have with him. And, you know, like, whatever, like, he's not that guy. Yeah. You're not that guy, pal. It's fine. It doesn't matter. Like, but you are the guy. Like, you can hit a three in the clutch. You can, like, if you get the ball in the right place and, you know, it's teed up in just the right way, like, Mike can knock it down. And that is a very, very valuable skill. It's just like if we were in a position where it's like Mike, MPJ is, like, the leader of this team and we're building around him, like, we would be in very big trouble.
I think it's health, and I hate to be this guy because thing I've been looking at for a little bit, but he had one shot in the paint tonight. It was at the rim. He had one shot.
I hope you're wrong.
Every other shot he took tonight was a jumper, most from three, but a couple mid-range as well. And that's been the trend this year. And I think a lot of it just has to do with he's not dunking. He's not getting up. He's not getting rebounds. Like, guys out jump him for rebounds, which is a thing we didn't used to see. This is the thing that worries me a little bit, Harrison, is I don't think it's declining. Like, last year, it just felt like he was getting worse and worse and worse. I just feel like he's never had that pop this year, and he's kind of almost learned to adjust it. Is it coming back later? Is it maybe? I don't know. But to me, that's the thing that I think I'm noticing with him more and more as time goes on.
Yeah, I agree. And I put that on Twitter today during the game. I was just like, I don't feel like he has just that, the explosiveness, the verticality. And he's never had, like, you know, a ton of that since the back surgeries. But he's had more than I think he has right now. And I mean, I don't know. I hope I'm wrong. That's just what I'm seeing. I can only tell you guys what I'm seeing. I hope that's what you want me to tell you. Yeah, it just doesn't seem like he has that explosiveness, just that strength, the pop, the trust, the confidence to go into the paint a lot. He did have a great defensive rebound tonight. That was a really important traffic defensive rebound. He did get a couple of those mid-range jumpers to go. He had a couple on the baseline in a row. So he had some nice shot making tonight. It feels different to me, his game right now.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. Yeah. I hope he turns the corner. I
hope Nikola Jokic is back on Tuesday. I think there's a good chance. They have Detroit at home. No Cade Cunningham. I think Isaiah Stewart's still out. That's a team that Denver should win. I mean, even if he's not back, but I hope he is back, and I hope Jamal Murray is close to being back, if not back. Aaron Gordon, same thing. You'd hope that the Nuggets survive this. If they went 1-2 in this absence, not the end of the world. Right. Not the end of the world.
Not at all. And it's actually
I mean, it's not bad. It's good. But what I mean by that is if they're out 4 games, then you start 5 games, whatever. But you have an opportunity here, if you can get the team back, to start to get some positive momentum. 3 of the next 4 are at home, which is something we have not said at any point this season. 3 of the next 4 at home or whatever. So an opportunity here for Denver to kind of get a little bit of momentum now that they survive this. Let's take our final break. On the other side, I do want to talk about this versus the 7. I want to hear your argument. You can present your case.
Sure.
We also have some super chats. But before we get to all of that, on the other side, a major announcement about the Serbian documentary, 100 Invisible Threads. We'll get to that on the other side.
The reviews are in, and they're not good.
We've canceled it. You'll never see
it. We had to actually take it off. Guys, the NBA is back. Basketball is back. The tip off the season with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Right now, new customers can make any $5 NBA Moneyline bet. Get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Everybody can also boost their winnings up to 100% when DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. The more legs you add, the more money you make. If you add 10 legs, you get 100% profit boost. Make sure to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DNVR. Make any $5 bet this week. Get $200 in free bets if your team wins, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. With promo code DNVR, minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Also, if you're out there and you want just more energy in your daily life, if you want better gut health, if you hate taking pills and vitamins and just want to feel healthier without doing that, check out Athletic Greens. One delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. It works with every diet, every lifestyle. If you're keto, vegan, dairy-free, gluten, Athletic Greens works with all of that. So go to athleticgreens.com/nuggets, athleticgreens.com/nuggets to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Let's go, dude. I believe that it was not just his God-given athletic ability that saved Adam Morris today as he tumbled over a fence. It was adaptogens that guided him home.
I think if Jeff Green takes some Athletic Greens, he'll be back.
Yikes.
For the next game.
Kale, do you have the poster?
No update on him yet, or none that I've seen.
All right, go ahead and pull up the first one here. Guys, 100 Invisible Threads is going to debut Wednesday night after our postgame show. Nuggets play Tuesday, then they play Wednesday, Oklahoma City. It's late. The reason I'm so excited.
Let's go.
I'm telling you guys, I have no idea. This is the single thing I'm most proud of that I've ever created in my life.
Yes, children.
Artistically, you know, it's the single thing, and it's weird because it's a project I'd been working on for months behind the scenes and was finished a month ago. But, you know, we had, you know, Avaca, we really appreciate them allowing us to make it and helping fund it and putting it there. We get a wide audience, and I'm very excited for our people in Serbia in particular to get an opportunity to watch this. So, you know, it's going to premiere. I think it's going to be something like 11:30 at night. It's a very late one, but guess what? Thanksgiving's the next day. You could stay up late.
Hell yeah.
You could bring your whole family into, like, the living room, and you guys can watch it together.
Yeah, it's 1 hour, and it tells an incredible history on Serbian basketball. Why are Serbians so good at basketball? That's the question I asked myself. Why are they so good
at basketball?
Well, it turns out there's a very interesting story to that, and there's a very interesting history to that. And then on top of that, it's like us traveling through Serbia and you know, the different things we experienced. And I think you're going to like it. Do you know who this is, by the way, on the left here, D-line? You see, there's Jokic on the right.
I can't remember.
Dragan Kičanović. Oh. Or Kikanović. You know, he was one of the like original legends in Yugoslavia.
Are you positive that's not Larry Bird?
We're not positive. And he comes from, actually, an interesting story. He comes from the same place as Milan, the homie Milan.
Yes.
Čačak. Okay,
they have great point guards there.
A lot of great basketball players come from there. Sort of is like a place that is known for it. And they say of the Morava River that flows through Čačak, that if you wash your hands in that river, you will become a great shooter.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that a great little legend?
Dude, I wish I washed my hands.
We should have washed our hands in the river.
I don't think I washed my hands.
Oh, you guys did it.
Love you, Milan.
I remember washing my hands in that river.
Yeah, is that right? Is that why you're such a good shooter?
That was exactly what happened.
Can you imagine being such a good basketball player that they were like, oh, man, Dev is from Park Hill. If you walk the grass of Park Hill, you become faster.
I'm very excited for the group of bloggers to come and visit Park Hill.
We need to start one of those about Denver.
Get to the origination. This is where young Dev used to chop it up.
Put vote on that. Make sure
if you did a podcast into this mic, you will be a very successful podcaster.
Your podcast will be blessed. All right, go ahead and give us some super chats here. Who wants to read them tonight? Not me.
We're gonna
get to that. Can you hold that for the end here, Kale? I have something planned for the end of that. If you don't mind. What else we got?
You want me to read them?
Yeah.
Seriously, considered not even watching this game.
Damn.
Glad I did. Getting a win down 3 starters is amazing. Also, I owe you guys some super chats. Die Hard, our guy.
Let's go.
I love a guy that feels like he personally owes us.
Whenever Die Hard checks into the chat, mm-hmm. we need like a sound, a notification.
We need a Die Hard bag. I want to know who the Die Hards
are. Yeah. If you're a Die Hard, I want to know.
Okay, good, good.
People asking, by the way, it's going to premiere on YouTube on Wednesday. That's what I'm saying. The documentary will be on YouTube.
Are we doing, is it like a live chat?
It's going to be a live chat and everything. So as soon as we're done, I'll stay here. In fact, I was going to propose to you guys that we get the Rakia that we've been saving and we watch together.
Oh, let's get toe up!
And then watch it all together. Don't you think that would be fun?
How good is this documentary? One of the Nuggets coaches said he watched it and cried.
This is a true story. You guys are lying.
It made him cry. That's how good this documentary is.
Tear up. I don't want to say cry. Tear up.
Tears were flowing.
That's a little different. Well, you're taking it a little step further, but let's go.
Oh, Haley. Haley told me about this story personally already.
Okay.
Wore my DNVR mask on the subway in San Francisco and then met some Denver folks who were DNVR fans.
Oh, yeah.
And visiting Cali, told them to try the Bones meal. Yeah. LOL. Are you guys watching live now? Nice to meet you.
This is my favorite thing, man.
She was in San Francisco wearing her COVID mask and made a friend via a COVID mask.
We're uniting the world one person at a time.
Somebody else had told me that they had linked up with Haley when they were like, you know,
dude, Haley's here, there, everywhere.
Haley's like our...
She's a diehard.
First team.
All right, what else we got? Drunk Brown, looking like serious D, dude. Lucas Stopper. I think it's hard to dispute that.
It is hard.
Show me how that's not true.
Drunk Philosopher, my new favorite.
I love it. Chat. Keep going. What we got, Kale? Let's see. I can't read the number. Dollars worth of players. 84 million with IR. I'm with D-Line this game.
This game is better than the seven.
From the Josh Barnett gets it like nobody else does. My guy, Josh. Let's go.
All right.
Josh is a real one.
Real one. Die hard. Let's see. This is for Brendan. Only 3 or 4 months left until ankle season, brother. Because we want to see those angst, dude.
They're getting sick. Ankle season 12 months a year.
Dude, I know. What are we talking about? That's like
3 to 4 months
That's
from
like
now.
Saying we have to wait 3 or 4 months for iced coffee season.
It's ankle season 12 months out of 12 months.
Come on. I know. How are you not feasting on those ankles over there? All right, I guess maybe Brendan has better ones. Thanksgiving came early. Already serving leftovers.
Let's go.
Let's go. Love it, dude. Love it. The leftovers. Ray Vaughn, the ultimate homie, says, Vlatko Chanchar. Mm. And then an emoji.
Nothing else needs to be said.
What else needs to be said? He's the number one Vlatko Chanchar fan. And I got to say, man, he's good. I know it's crazy, but I would not mind a little more Vlatko from time to time.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, this is first timer here.
Brindon Vijot says, expensing this. And it's going to be denied. Thanks for the $2, you sucker. All right.
Vote just paid Brandon Spano.
Yeah, he did. That's called it. He invested $2 and he himself will see 2 pennies of that back. All right. To Gage Conrad. Let's see. CB, BB, and KCP gonna be a problem in the post this season. Dude, hard to argue.
hard to fucking argue.
The consonant crew. the consonant crew, dude. I love it. The consonant professionals.
Yeah.
Jamie B says was at the game. The halftime shot was insane.
They were looking so sad. Just like, oh, we had momentum.
Nope. That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. 6-point swing.
It was crazy, man. Oh, I'll also say I saw that everybody's saying that Luka was complaining about the Porter 3 being a 2.
He was.
I think it was.
It was clearly a 3 if you look at the replay.
I don't know.
It wasn't close. It was clearly a 3.
All right. Either way, we won.
Yeah, we won. Okay. Ashtray says, yeah, I got nothing. I was expecting another blowout. I lost a bet to a friend of mine with Denver winning. I'm going to go suffer with the one chip challenge. Here's some good vibes.
Don't
Happy
do
Bones
the one
day.
Chip challenge. Don't do that.
Man, what's the one chip challenge?
Have you not seen the one chip challenge? Has anybody had to go to the hospital?
What? The hospital is on speed dial.
What's happening?
Don't do the one chip challenge.
Is this like a Tide Pod thing?
The chip is like so hot. Like people that eat hot stuff, they eat the chip. And then they like sit for two, three, four hours. It's got so much spice to it.
Where do you get this chip?
It's made by a company called Pocky.
Have you ever been on the internet? Is this like your first day? Like,
Go real, man.
The real question is, at what point does food cease being food?
That's it's not food. That's not like hurt food, your stomach. Dude. Like, I'm telling you, man, why would you do that?
Just only like
yeah, you buy it. It's literally like, oh, I'm gonna poison myself.
I will say I do enjoy watching TikToks of people that are like, I can handle anything.
See, you're part of the problem.
Yeah, you egg it on, dude.
I'm just boosting these videos.
Street fight videos too. It's like my terrible thing.
All right. Oh Jesus. What else we got, Kale? What else we got, Kale? Something to drown out the humanity that is Adam. All right. Let's go, Nuggets. Love the content. Vibes are immaculate. I couldn't agree with you anymore. Thank you so much for the super chat.
I'm surprised that's our first time seeing that, but that seems like a diehard right there.
That's diehard level content.
Diehard checking in.
Diehard checking in. All right. Jack Bailey, Nuggets saved my day from the Broncos.
They really did.
We were on the pregame when the Broncos performed the most improbable
loss
I've seen in some time.
That was the first win by a Colorado team, I feel like, in forever.
Yeah. It's been a while.
It's been a little down.
It's been a real vibes drought, dude. We've gotten hell, not the high water.
We have gotten the hell. You're right. Real quick, D-Line, give us your take here. Save that one for a second here, Kill. Give us your take on this is better than the seven?
Well, all right. So hold on. So the seven happened early in the Nuggets, this version of the Nuggets history, where seeing a miracle like that made it feel as though there was something special about this team, right?
And we were right. That, by the way, that was that year was the bubble year.
That there was a magic to the seven, which I will concede does not apply to tonight's game because, yes, we had written them off. Yes, it was very improbable that they would win this game. However, the level of difficulty in beating a Luka Doncic-led, injury-free, if I'm not mistaken, Dallas Mavericks squad with missing three of your top four players, including Nikola Jokic, including Jamal Murray, including Aaron Gordon, to me is more improbable than beating the Utah Jazz with Nikola Jokic at the helm.
Oh, more improbable. Okay.
Like,
you're right. With Jokic, all things are possible.
Yes, that's not my point is that like it was most assuredly a miracle. We didn't know that the Nuggets had that in them at that point, and so it was so shocking. But like this is like crazier that they won this game, especially because they just got blown out by a very similar team that was that team last game.
The thing about the seven to me and why I don't compare them is that the seven felt like the Nuggets took that game. You know what I mean? Like that was a game where it was like, I don't care what Utah's doing. We're winning this one. And Jokic will be giving his support.
Jokic,
this one, like, a lot of guys missed three. Like, Dallas did not take Denver seriously for good reason. They blew him out by 30 points last time. So I felt like Luka had been, you know, like, did not take this game seriously at all. And Denver stole it from them because they played tough and they played hard or whatever. But that other one, to me, just felt more of a, like, hey, man, we are better than you guys think. They played like five games in a row. You know, they were just so exhausted at that
stretch. I don't think that there's any argument that the vibes of this game will even approach the vibes of the seven game. Right. I just think that, and it will not live in infamy or the way that the seven does. It's just like this is a more improbable victory. Like this is because, I mean, I just didn't see any scenario that they could win.
What are you taking, Dev? The seven or this one? Or the leftovers?
I'm going to take the leftovers.
Let's go, dude.
Thing is, with the seven, it was because of the time. Like, you know, we were going through COVID, and it was like, you know, a lot going on. They were practicing against coaches. Coaches were getting surgeries from having to play against the players and things like that.
One chip challenge?
But also, it was the core. Like, it was the core. With the seven, it was the best guys on the team played in that game. This one was, you know, they didn't have guys. MPJ is not playing well right now. DeAndre Jordan had to play 33 minutes. They're missing four starters. I mean, if you count Jeff Green, who was a part of their core, and they still found a way to win this game with the young guys, with the bench unit the entire time. So I think that this one just means a little bit more. Also, the Mavs are a playoff team with a really good player that can win MVP. So I just think that it just means a lot to show that you have a team that can actually win it, and maybe this turns it around for them where you believe.
God, let's go, dude.
I'm embarrassed we're even having this conversation.
I am too, but you know
right
what?
Now.
Everybody has different things.
This game is a great win. Maybe it's more unlikely, but it for me doesn't even come close to the seven.
Well, I explained. I mean, we're not talking about vibes and where it ranks in history. Just from a pure, more improbable standpoint.
The seven, it's how memorable that win is just on such a high level because They only had seven guys. They were down so many regulars. Also, like, that Denver did not play that well in that game either. They were just, like, great defensively against the Jazz.
The Oakley was incredible.
I feel like I remember this game, though, pretty well. Okay. Very memorable.
I'll ask you in 3 years.
Dude, you know what's going to change? We're going to keep referring to it by name, the Leftovers, and then it will become very memorable. Yeah. The night that Bones Highland became a 30-point scorer, the night that Bones Highland took control of a team so desperately in need and showed the tenacity, the stick-to-itiveness, the grit required of a bench unit, and he did it against starters, and he did it in ways that probably he won't be asked of again for the rest of the season, but the Nuggets have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kale, go ahead and cue that outro music, but pull up this last one here real quick as we, before we get out of here. Ben Beck says, my child, non-binary, is regular at Club Q. I go to watch the Nuggets with them still in the world tonight, and the Nugs made it even better. Happy. And I really appreciate you sharing that and spending the $10, obviously. If you guys don't know, today... Was it last night? Last night, down in Colorado Springs, a gay club, Club Q, was shot up, and five people were killed. 18 other people were injured. We've heard this story a million times. We've seen it a lot. And I kind of, there's nothing I really want to say. I mean, I want to acknowledge it. Eric and I were talking the other day as we were sitting here of just how cool it is that our show has so many people that are just from... It's like most people have a target audience. What's your target audience? It's this type of person that does this, this, and this. Our target audience is so diverse.
Yep.
It really is so diverse. We're always talking about we're blown away by the different people. And more than just the people that come through, the people that feel so comfortable being themselves to us.
Yes.
You know, like different religions that come on the show and just openly will talk about this or that or their walks of life or their this or that. And I think, somebody gave us a compliment a little bit back that said, you guys are so effortlessly cool. And we were laughing about it because cool is like the last thing I aspire to be. I mean this sincerely.
Well,
like,
I mean, you're
I'm pulling it off. I'm pulling it off really well. But I mean this sincerely because cool to me is a thing that when you aspire to be cool, I'm just like, what is that? It's such a hollow thing.
Yeah.
But when you... There's something so attractive about being comfortable being yourself, like truly being comfortable. And there's something even more attractive about when you allow other people to be themselves.
Yes.
And I think that if there's a lot of things I'm proud of that we do at this show, that's probably near the top of the list, is that DNVR has created a thing where we all just get to be ourselves. But more to the point, people connect with us because they feel that we are allowing them to be themselves. And, I don't have any political message or anything other than just to say, this community that we built, this company that we built, you have a moment like we've had here in Colorado last night and the specifics of it in all these details. And it just makes you reflect on that of, we truly welcome every single person that's vibing with us.
Yes.
Every single person that's vibing with the Denver Nuggets. Like, we went to Serbia and had a spiritual experience.
Yes.
Because all of these people were just like, we like similar things. You seem to like everyone for who they are. And we feel comfortable being ourselves.
What you're saying, like, speaks to, like, the greater power of what sports really are, which is a uniter of humanity. It's like, there are things in sports that really can... apply and appeal to so many different types of people, because you can look at sports from an analytical standpoint, you could look at it from a tabloid drama standpoint, you could look at it from a tactician standpoint. All of these ways to appreciate the game are all correct, and like it's like a thing that people can all have together, which there are so very few things that fall into that category. And I love it. Like, I love that we don't have a target audience. I love that our target audience is just like people, as you say, who just love the Nuggets. And it's we meet so many different kinds of people, and it's like, really feels like, in the smallest way possible, it's important to have sports in our lives so that we can, like, remember that we have things in common.
And we love our state. And this is obviously a thing that affects our state pretty greatly here over the last 24 hours. And so I just wanted to take a moment to just say, we love all of you guys. We welcome everybody. And, when things like this happen, there's really nothing else you could say other than we love you and we welcome you here. And you guys are here all a part of
for
us.
Sure.
That does it for today. We're off tomorrow. World Cup, if you want to come down and watch it with us, we're going to take a day off. And we will be back on Tuesday and Wednesday and then again on Friday this week covering the Nuggets. Hit the like button on the way out.
Let's go.
First taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.